Hello and welcome. My name is Gino Barbaro, and I am one of the co-founders of Jake and Gino. And in this how-to video, we're going to be talking about how to achieve financial freedom. And I recently did a poll on LinkedIn, and I want to share the results because I think a lot of you listening are going to be confused, going to be surprised by the results. And now for myself, on this journey of achieving financial freedom, I look back and I say to myself, well, it makes total sense to me now. But this was the poll. And like I said, it was quite surprising. I asked the question and there were three responses that I gave. One was low income. The other one was high debt. And the third one was lack of financial literacy. So what is holding people back from achieving financial freedom? Is it low income? 13% of the respondents said it was low income. 14% of the respondents said it was high debt. And 67% of them said lack of financial literacy. Now, this poll was taken on LinkedIn, and there are a lot of people who are really savvy on LinkedIn. They're more financially savvy, and they understand that, hey, you're making income, you have debt. If you don't understand the financial word, if you don't understand the financial speaking jargon, the language, it's going to be really hard for you to become financially free. And I agree with that poll. Listen, early on, I started out for low income. A lot of people who become financially free start off with income that's lower. You're getting out of college, you're not making a ton of money, but that's not what holds you back from becoming financially free. And, you know, I also had some debt early on. That didn't hold me back. What did hold me back was the financial intelligence. Then all of a sudden, as the journey came along and I got older, I started earning more money. But earning more money did not lead to financial intelligence for me. All it did was make me work harder. I'm at the restaurant. I'm the pizza guy. I'm working hard. I'm working 50, 60 hours a week. But to me, it appears to be a job. And that's all it was, a job. Every week it felt as if I was getting a paycheck. I was making good income, but I wasn't creating wealth. How many of you out there know someone who's earning seven figures and living paycheck to paycheck? There are those out there who are earning a ton of money, but blowing it and not saving it and not investing it, not creating wealth. For you to start that journey, what I would do simply, if you want to learn more about multifamily, go to jakeandgino.com/webinar. Start the journey with financial intelligence. Start the journey on learning how to actually start investing in these assets. Let me stop right now and tell you there's two books that I really want you to focus on. If you're new to financial freedom and that concept, new to investing, if you're new to money, and even if you're advanced, go back and read these books because they've had such a profound impact on my life and on Jake's life. The first one is The Richest Man in Babylon. It's such a simple book. It's such an easy book to read. It's a parable set thousands of years ago. And in it, there are five laws of money and seven cures of money. It's pretty simple. Save 10%. Control your expenditures. You know, invest the rest of your money that you have left over. Invest it wisely. You know, save for retirement. These laws are pretty simple, but most people don't find it easy. And creating wealth and becoming financially free is not something sexy. It's not something that's you're out there and you're making these big decisions, these big investments, and all of a sudden money comes back and you keep doing it. It's pretty boring by creating wealth. The second book, which I think has had a profound impact on the way I teach the Jake and Gino students about money, the book is called The Psychology of Money by Morgan Housel. And I realized that this was such a foundational book for people to understand what financial freedom means to them. And more importantly, what is your relationship to money? For me, early on, I had a, I don't say weird, but I had a different kind of relationship than most people. I had two immigrant parents. The relationship with money for me was scarcity. And not that a lot of us don't have that mindset, but the end result of that was save, save, save. And whatever little you have, invest, but don't risk too much. So that's what my mindset with money was. My mindset was save. And I'll put a caveat to that. It was hard to enjoy the money because every time I had that money saved, it was hard for me to save it. It made me feel comfortable. It made me feel good. But then all of a sudden, if I depleted that money or if I went out and I spent it and bought a car or I spent it on a luxury or I had to spend it on the kids, it hurt. It wasn't enjoyable. And once I understood that money was just the result and that my relationship with money was really holding me back, I had to start saving that money. But what was I saving it for? To become financially free, you have to save that money and invest that money to pay for the event. That's what I ended up learning. It's okay for me to save it, but I need to invest that money. And that scarcity was really holding me back. So those two books, once again, The Psychology of Money, understand and start learning what your relationship with money is. Because I will guarantee you right now, if you have a negative view towards money, you're going to repel money. If you think that people with money are evil, well, guess what? Once you get that money, you're going to have that idea and that thought that, wow, I've got this money, but my mind is telling me that people with money are evil. Well, what am I going to do with that money? I'm going to self-sabotage myself and I'm going to get rid of that money. So be careful what your relationship is. Just remember, money is just a result. It's not a negative or a positive thing. If you're really good at something, you're going to make more of it. That's all that money is. So understand your relationship with money, and that Psychology of Money book will help you. Now, Jake and I, we interviewed Two Bigger Pockets authors last week, actually. Palak and Nitti, they wrote a book called Accelerate Your Real Estate. And they're in the corporate world. And this is one of the things that inspired me to do this lesson with you today, this how-to lesson. They talked about that they, being in the corporate world, they were on that rat race. How many of you feel like that? You're on that rat race. Every week, you're putting money in. They kept saying, yes, I was creating wealth, but the wealth wasn't for me. It was for my boss. It was for my employer. It was for my company. And they said the more money they made, the bigger the trap they fell in. And I had that same sort of example in my life. As I was in the restaurant business, I had that one restaurant. When the times were good and I made more money, I felt like I needed to spend it. I felt like I deserved to be able to spend that money. And I think that's what a lot of people in the corporate world do. They get the raises. Then what ends up happening? They've got to buy a bigger car. They've got to buy a bigger house. They've got to go on better vacations. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do all that, but if you continue to do that with your raises and with the money that's coming in and you're not putting any money on the side to save, to try to become financially free, then you won't. And there comes the lack of financial literacy. It has nothing to do with the amount of income you're making. It has to do with the ability of how you play this game of money, because all it is a game, playing this game of money and playing with rules. Now, if you're out there and you're playing football, and you're playing the sport of football and you're using a soccer ball, guess what? You're not going to play the sport. You need to know the rules of football to be able to play the sport. And it's the same thing with money. There are some immutable laws to play this game of money. But that was really interesting, that Bigger Pockets podcast that we did with those two authors. Go on the Jake and Gino channel and you'll see the podcast. I want you to listen to it because it really resonated with me, because it felt like it brought me back years ago. And I was on that hamster wheel every week making money. Some weeks I did really well, and I spent a little more, and some weeks I didn't, and I came up short. Now, here's a couple of strategies that you can use or you can think of as you're trying to become financially free, financially independent, however you want to call it. The first one is that mindset. And when people hear of poor, middle class, and wealthy, I don't want to put any labels on those and say the poor person, the middle class person, and the wealthy person. Because a person who's making seven figures can still be poor at the end of the day. I want to classify it more as the poor mindset, the middle class mindset, and the wealthy mindset. Because when I started out in college, I had the poor mindset. Up until my mid-30s, I had that poor mindset, even though I was earning a decent amount of money. I had a few kids, nice house, nice cars, went on decent vacations, but my mindset was poor. Now, what denotes, or what are some of the characteristics of a poor mindset? The first one is victim. For me, early on, everything was someone else's fault, whether it was the economy, whether it was my employees, whether it was the marketplace, whatever it was, I was the victim. I had no responsibility. I was blaming others, right? The second thing was, as that poor mindset, a lot of us don't have the discipline to do what it takes to become financially free. I fortunately had the discipline as far as being able to save the money. But then once I saved it, I didn't know how to allocate it. I didn't know how to invest it because I wasn't financially intelligent at the time. So you're a victim. You have no discipline. With the poor mindset, you're thinking just short term. I'm getting to that next week. I'm getting to that next month. Not worried about the future. And you have the scarcity mindset, which is what I had. Everyone always says there's a pizza pie. For the person with the victim mindset, going back to food because I love food, I'm Italian, there's only 8 slices. We know people who have the abundance mindset see that pie as not just a finite pie, but it's infinite. Now, we can skip over the middle class mindset because it's one of those where you're trapped in the middle. That's where a lot of us are. We're trying to keep up with the Joneses. As I said, you're making more money. And as you make more money, what do? You spend it. You don't continue to save it, or you don't continue to invest it. You may do it in a 401k or a 529 plan, but those aren't vehicles to create wealth. Those are just holding tanks for you to have some money set aside. So that when you do retire, you've got $2 million in a 401k saved up, and you have the scarcity mindset saying, I can't even touch that money because it's going to run out. That's the middle-class mindset. That's where a lot of us are stuck in. That's where I was stuck in until I adopted the wealthy mindset. Now, the wealthy mindset told me to be responsible. And that's what I started doing. Once everything started changing, the responsibility jumped in. All of a sudden, I said to myself, I need to become financially intelligent. This is where everything changed to me. All of a sudden, I need to have a plan. Proper planning prevents poor performance. That's exactly what started happening to me once I created the plan. It wasn't short term. I started thinking in longer term. What does my next 12 months look like? My next 2 years, my next 5 years? The next part is that education piece. I dove headfirst into mentorships, into education, spent a lot of money. See how I use the word spent? That's what people with the victim and that poor mindset think of. I'm not spending money on my education. I'm investing money in my education. That's what the wealthy mindset says. I am relationship-based with the wealthy mindset, and I think of abundance. That's what the wealthy mindset has. Whether you're making 100 grand a year or $1 million a year, that's the mindset that you need to adopt, that wealthy mindset. Write that down, wealthy mindset. Now, there's a few things that you need to do to start adopting the wealthy mindset and start really planning your future or your road to becoming financially free. The first thing I think is really important, understand debt. Know the difference between personal debt and business debt. When you're first starting out, debt is dangerous. Try to limit the personal debt as much as possible. I was fortunate early on that I didn't have a lot of personal debt. And to this day right now, I have no mortgage. I've never had a car payment in my life. I was driving hand-me-down cars. So for me, personal debt was always very little so I could invest the rest of the money. Understand business debt. Lever the business debt for your personal. Remember when I said high debt was 14%? High debt doesn't hold you back to become financially free because I have a lot of debt, but it's on the business side. That business debt is allowing me to cash flow and to pay for my personal. The next thing, number two, know what the difference between an asset and a liability is. If you can understand that concept, you won't put your money towards liabilities. You'll put your money towards assets. And the third one, your personal financial statement, as Rich Dad says, is your report card. Start creating your personal financial statement and monthly budgets. Every month, have a budget. Understand what money's going in, what money's coming out. You need to start controlling the flow of money. Listen, my son is invested in a few deals with me. I go through his personal financial statement every month. He has owner draws. Looking at that personal financial statement, that's your report card. That's what you're focusing on. That's what you need to focus on. Let me leave you with this quote because I think this is truly important. This is what changed my mind, my paradigm when I was starting my journey for financial freedom. Are you working hard for your money? Or is your money working hard for you? Well, in the beginning, I was working really hard for my money, and that's what you need to do. You work hard for your money, you save, and you invest. But then when I made that first investment with Jake, all of a sudden, that little bit of money started working hard for me. And then the next deal, and then the next deal. And all of a sudden, you're working hard for your money, replacing it, buying assets, and letting those assets continue to work. Write that down if you have a vision board or somewhere. Continue to ask yourself that. Are you working hard for your money, which is a good thing, but is your money working hard for you? That's what people with financial freedom strive for. They strive for their money working hard for them. Listen, I love talking about this topic. We've written Wheel of Our Profits. We talk about buy right, manage right, finance right. If you want a free copy, email me, gino@jakeandgino.com, and I'd love to send you that free copy. I want you to get on that journey towards financial freedom because all of a sudden, once you become financially free, it's not just about you. It's about creating impact for others. It's about living an impactful life, you know, going towards your soul purpose, that abundance. That's what life is all about. Profit to person with financial freedom is not the destination. Remember that. It's just the fuel. And if you can start living an abundant life, man, things can change for you. Once again, I want to thank you for listening to Jake and Gino, listening to myself talk about this topic. I love it. Email me, Gino@jakeandgino.com, for a free copy of Wheel of Our Profits, and we'll see you next time.